Well, one of which was that I actually grew up in Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah, I know. I think
where?
Outside Charlottesville.
Roanoke.
We were in Roanoke.
No, not from.
Oh.
Lived. But way too long. But I know what you're talking about.
We did a pretty cool interview at a radio station, WBTF.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway, our beloved minivan, a Ford Windstar from 2003 that we just bought 3 months ago and put 20,000 miles on it already, broke down, which is bad, but it broke down 20 minutes literally from where we bought it in Central Virginia from my uncle who works at his car sales place. So it was like, couldn't have been better, actually, because I saw it was overheating, we like rolled into the, it's like, room, you know, like where we bought it.
It was a spiritual experience.
Birth, rebirth.
Yeah.
We got the employee discount. We stayed with my uncle for 3 days. We only had to cancel one show. It really couldn't have been better. So it only put us out about $1,000, but that's a free ride here.
The other blooper is that we were staying with a really fantastic musician, someone that I admire a great deal, named Sam Quinn. From the Everybody Fields, and he's got a new project, just kind of Sam Quinn Japan 10. We were staying with him. We ended up having to stay with him for 3 nights, just the way our schedule worked out, which is a lot to put on a host. But if it's a musician host, that's they understand what's going on. Yeah, he ended up playing bass with us in Charlotte for our showdown, which was incredible for me. It was awesome. But when we left, on our way back to Charlottesville after we left in Charlotte, I opened the cooler after we were like 3 hours outside of Charlotte on our way to Charlottesville, and we had tons of stuff in our cooler that I didn't recognize at all.
Neither did I.
And I guess
I got a little excited when I was packing your cooler.
We took half his fridge with us, including his milk.
And leftovers.
His, like, moldy leftovers.
It's so bad.
Anyway, we wrote him an apologetic text. And have been taking pictures of us with his milk carton in different places. Like, enjoying your milk, you're awesome.
He was understanding.
But also, what I realized, he didn't even have that much of his fridge. You know, some people just have milk and like leftovers. And beer. We left him some beer.
So watch out for your fridge tonight when we for all the nice people who are letting us play in their house tonight, we're very appreciative. We have different ways of showing our gratitude. You guys want to sit down for this one?
Yeah.
Is that right? Can we maybe sit down, maybe? Sure.
Is that okay with Steve? Yes. Actually, I feel like I've already been a needy guest.
No.
Because Steve is wonderfully hosting us and all of these housemates up and down. So I called him about 2 hours ago and asked if I could also come 2 hours early and bring two of my voice students that I work with and use his space. So he graciously gave us his bedroom, but I showed up late, this poor little 13-year-old sitting there next to her. But she did shyly point out that she took a picture on her little fancy phone of a little quote on your wall, the one about inch by inch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She loved it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
It's from my grandfather.
Oh, I'll tell it. Anyway, she's just like the background on her phone now.